بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال ليلة أسري بنبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نظر في النار فإذا قوم يأكلون الجيف قال من هؤلاء يا جبريل قال هؤلاء الذين يأكلون لحوم الناس ورأى رجلا أحمر أزرق جدا فقال من هذا يا جبريل قال هذا عاقر الناقة وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما عرج بي مررت بقوم لهم أظفار من نحاس يخمشون وجوههم وصدورهم فقلت من هؤلاء يا جبريل قال هؤلاء الذين يأكلون لحوم الناس ويقعون في أعراضهم من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken from Mi'raj الله سبحانه وتعالى showed Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم many wonders, wonderful things. Allah Ta'ala showed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Jannat. Allah Ta'ala showed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Jahannam. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back, reported, warned his ummah about what he saw in Jahannam. And these are some of the hadith pertaining to the chapter that we are discussing of backbiting. In the first hadith by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken from Mi'raj and he looked at the fire of Jahannam, then he saw a group of people that were eating dead carrion. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who are these people, O Jibreel alayhi wa sallam? Jibreel alayhi wa sallam explained that these are the people that ate the flesh of human beings. Not cannibals, but backbiters. These are the people that ate the flesh of human beings that they engaged in backbiting. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saw a man that was red and extremely blue also. So he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, who is this person? So Jibreel alayhi salam said, this is that person that stood up in the time of Salih alayhi salam and went to hamstring the camel and kill the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. They were told that do not interfere with Allah's camel and the drink of Allah's camel. It's a lengthy incident. They asked for a sign. Allah Ta'ala sent them a pregnant camel from the mountain. And now that camel was very, very large in size. Their camel were afraid. And it had its own day to drink the water. It used to drink a lot of water. So these people now, they decided to kill this camel. And that was their downfall. So this is the person that killed that camel. So he is being punished severely in Jahannam. Even his body is red and it is extremely blue. Then in the next hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Mi'raj, he says, I passed by a group of people who had nails, fingernails of copper. And they were scratching their faces and their chest, tearing their faces and their chest with these copper fingernails. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? So he said, these are the people that backbited, they ate the flesh of people. وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. And they dishonor them. They delve into the honor of people and they dishonor them. This is the punishment. And the third hadith, all related to the punishments in Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw people تُقْرَضُ جُلُودُهُمْ بِمَقَارِضَ مِنْ نَارِ. That their skin was being cut with fiery scissors, scissors of Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again asked, who are these people? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, الَّذِينَ يَتَزَيَّنُونَ لِلزِّنْيَا. It's a lengthy hadith, inshallah, we'll discuss this hadith tomorrow, inshallah. But in the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saw people that were backbiting and they were being punished severely for that backbiting, inshallah. This hadith, because it's quite lengthy, I want to start it now, we'll explain it tomorrow, inshallah.